I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. The Illinois and Iowa Departments of Transportation are trying to decide whether to build a new I-80 bridge between LeClaire and Rapid City, and they want to know what you think. More than 500 people participated in a virtual public meeting about the I-80 Mississippi River Bridge. Tony Pakeltis is a consultant from the same company that helped design the new Savannah-Sibula Bridge. He says the Quad Cities I-80 bridge is more than 50 years old.
And as bridges get older, issues regarding the condition of the bridge become more frequent, and the cost to maintain the bridge increases. Additionally, this bridge does not meet current standards in terms of shoulder width and is not feasible to widen it. Beyond not meeting current design standards, the lack of shoulders creates additional issues. So when there are crashes or stalled vehicles on the bridge, these incidents can easily shut down one or both lanes of travel.
The Illinois DOT is the lead agency for the I-80 bridge planning study. Becky Marufo from the Dixon office says the project area includes the bridge and 9 miles of highway from just east of Middle Road in Bettendorf to the I-88 interchange.
We're sharing costs between the states as well as with the Federal Highway Administration. So as of the last published program for the Illinois DOT, this project is funded all the way through construction.
The Illinois DOT 6-year funding program includes $305 million for the project. That's for engineering, design, environmental studies, utility adjustments, and construction. The I-80 project team is asking for public comments, and the deadline is May 6th. I'm Michelle O'Neill.